flirty. How old was he?
He wasn't flirty.
He wasn't flirty.
I could tell that. He was in a hurry. He wanted to get rid of me.
He wanted her to get rid of you. Yeah.
Man,
you can read that one, always.
Yeah. Oh.
As if to say, I hope you don't have anything else.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Did we take care of the low social and economic neighborhoods? Did we get through them all?
I believe we might have, because we talked about, of course, no, we didn't mention that. There's a section in Oak Cliff that was called the Bottom. And the Bottom was situated just below the basin of the levee system, and had been put up to like a damming system for the Trinity River. These houses were situated like off in a hole. I mean, that whole area is sort of flat after going down. It flooded over all the time. It's flooded all the time. There were a lot of houses like built up on what I call stilts. Sort of like sampans in Japan. But really not that bad, though. It just used to, during rainy season, we would flood out. Of course, and one thing, the sewage systems weren't that good. And it was just the cheapest land that people could probably buy in that area. And that was the, and that, see, in that area was perhaps in Oak Cliff, the area of blacks, the area that blacks lived in Oak Cliff, probably encompassed no more than a 5-6 blocks radius, and that was all of Oak Cliff.
Goodness.
So far as the blacks were concerned.
I see. That was Oak Cliff.
Yeah, that was Oak Cliff to us. I live out in Kessler Park now, and I was telling an old teacher of mine, I saw him last week, he said, where do you live? I said, I live in Kessler Park now. He said, you and how many others? What he meant was that he related to Kessler Park as being like synonymous to Oak Cliff, what Highland Park and University Park is to North Dallas.
Thought you meant a real small area.
Well, he thought, what he was alluding to was that you just didn't hear blacks ever saying that they lived in Kessler Park. They used to work in Kessler Park, because Kessler Park is a very exclusive area where you have mansions. I just imagine, I see homes out there now that are maybe 40 years old that had to cost $200,000 to build back in. So, no, we didn't say we lived in Kessler Park. The best people could say is I work in Kessler Park.
Okay. What names are there for various white neighborhoods that are low in social and economic status?
Well, ironically, let me tell you what about that. There were very few neighborhoods when I was growing up that we ever thought that poor white people lived in.
Is that right?
Yeah, except in West Dallas.
Yeah.
I kind of associated West Dallas to the stories that my daddy used to tell me, because then Clyde Barron, Bonnie Parker used to live in West Dallas.
Yeah.
And during his early gambling days, they used to hang out in his place.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's a good thing about having a dad as old as my dad is.
Yeah.
Like I can relate to a lot of history that other people just can't relate to. And then by him being an outgoing, uninhibited individual,
yeah,
sporting gentleman,
yeah,
gambler, hustler,
you name it,
purveyor of it all. So consequently, I have a lot of people that I have a great deal of knowledge about from years ago in Dallas. It's sort of like first-hand information, and my daddy has never been one to tell a lie that quickly and readily, so I kind of believe most of the things he tells.
Where are some areas where poor white people live now?
All over.
Yeah.